personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to you.
It's testimony time. Bible says they overcame by the blood and by the word of their testimony. This morning, as you hear the testimonies, you are overcoming every problem in your life. Please help me welcome Stephanie to share her testimony with us. Please put your hands together as we welcome Stephanie.
Amen. My name is Stephanie Abrabidiako from Central Mutual, and I'm also a member of the Greater Love Choir. My testimony is about how God saved me from being bitten by a scorpion. About 2 months ago, I was packing my clothes to go for a sleepover at a friend's place. And as I was packing up, something fell off my shirt and I realized there was a scorpion. Now, I was very scared. I was shaking and I cried. But by the grace of God, the scorpion was dead. And I know that it was God that saved me. Because during that week, it was God who saved me through our Father's prayers. Because in that very same week, I was listening to the podcast. And Daddy prayed a prayer. He was like, "You shall not be bitten by a scorpion. And that you are delivered from a bite from a scorpion or a serpent." And I know that it was through that prayer that I got saved. Because how can a scorpion come into my room? I mean, it was alive when it got into my room. And it was dead. And I know that it was through their prayers. So I entreat all of us to believe in the prayers. If you're joking with it, you're joking with your life. So every prayer that Daddy says, know that it's for you. And it's going to deliver you from everything that is hunting you. Believe in it and God will bless you. Amen.
Amen. Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. We have another testimony. Help me welcome Douglas to share his testimony with us. Why don't you encourage him as he comes on stage?
My name is Douglas Atuti from Kenya. I'm at Anakazo Bible School. I want to give a testimony about how God has delivered me from masturbation. I was into fornication, pornography, and masturbation. But when I joined the church in 2009, I realized that God has delivered me from pornography and fornication. But masturbation had gotten addicted that I couldn't come out. So it even kept me skeptical about serving God through Reverend Daniel and Bishop Obi trying to tell me to come to Bible school. But in 2014, I remember that I went to a camp and Bishop Obi, that is when he told me, "No, you have to go to Bible school." But I wasn't able to tell him that this is what is affecting me. So when I came to the Bible school, I was still fighting the masturbation. But I could go for a time and then fall down. But I could rise up. I could say that I will not allow it to disturb me. But I remember on a Saturday, I woke up and I went to the 100% answered prayer garden. And I was listening to a clip that Daddy that was sent, and Daddy was praying. And they said, "Every wicked creature, every hateful bird, every flying bird, you shall be delivered from it." Then over a second, I had a flash vision that over my mind, some birds were flying away. That is when I realized that after some time, the thoughts were not there. Then I realized that I've been healed and the power was gone. So from that time up to now, there's nothing like that. So I just want to thank God for the prayers of Daddy. And I want to encourage everybody to listen to the prayers and to podcasts, and God will change your life.
Amen. Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. We have another testimony. Help me welcome Josephine to share her testimony with us.
I'm Josephine Kunglenu from Wisconsin Center. My testimony is about how God healed me from asthma through the blood, through the Holy Communion. I've been battling with asthma for like 9 years now. And the attack often comes at night. And it's the extent that even nurses in the hospitals, like I'm a usual face at the hospital, when I get there, they go like, when you come to the hospital, don't sit down. You just come straight to the office and we'll take care of you. So somewhere around early last year, Daddy came to Wisconsin Center. And then after the message and everything, and the communion time, one of his prayers was like, someone here has been healed of asthma. And I took it personal because I've been wanting asthma for long. I've been wanting healing for long. Yeah, so by the grace of God, I believed and I took it personal. So when I go home, I had a dream. I had a dream that in the dream, I started coughing, the usual thing. And then I went to the washroom. Then what was coming out of my throat was cotton. Like the thing was white and I dipped my hand down and it was like, it was plenty. So I kept on coughing and child cotton came out. Yeah, so I thank God for the grace of God and for healing me through Daddy. And I want to tell everybody that you should, but Daddy says the prophecy you believe is the prophecy you receive. I believe that what he said, that there was someone was being healed. I believed it and I took it personal and I got healed. So God bless you, Daddy.
Please put your hands together for a powerful testimony. We have our final testimony. Help me welcome Reverend Abednego to share his testimony with us.
My name is Abednego Nyakumensa, a missionary to the Gambia, a member of Healing Jesus Campaign, and an alumnus of the prestigious Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. My testimony is about how listening to Daddy's prayer messages and obeying them has brought a miracle baby to my wife and I. My wife and I has been married for the past 5 years, and we've been trying and trying. The first year, we tried, nothing happened. But the following year, she got pregnant but miscarried. So we kept trying and trying, but nothing seemed to come. So we're almost giving up. We left it to serendipity that anything should happen. And I remember early last year, I went for a crusade. And after the crusade, Daddy prayed for me for a baby. And when he prayed, I believed it. And I told myself that this is the year. Hallelujah. So when I came home, I came with an expectation that something is going to happen. Now, when I came, it was January, first month, nothing happened. Second month, nothing happened. Third month, nothing happened. But on one fateful Saturday morning, I woke up to a camp message which was telecasting on Healing Jesus TV. And the title was Tasters and Partakers. And in the message, Daddy was testifying of how a couple has needed a baby for a long time. And he gave them an advice. And the advice was that they should have sex early in the mornings. So when I heard it, I said, this is it. So, and he explained the reason why they should have sex in the morning. And the explanation was that most of the time, the sperms are very inactive in the night. But in the morning, they are very active. So immediately light came to me and I arise and shine. So I called my wife and I told her, this is what Daddy says. So immediately, when I told my wife, she said, why not? So that very moment, we put into action the advice. And by the grace of God, after some time, the first month, she still had her menses. Second month, nothing happened. But on the third month, she was seeing some signs. So I told her, let's go to the hospital. We went there. The doctor said that she's 3 months pregnant. And when we calculated, we realized that it was the day that thing happened. That was when the miracle happened. So I am here by the grace of God to say that our baby is 2 months old. And to complete the miracle, in the message, Daddy said that that baby was one of the first babies that was named after him. But because my baby was a girl and I couldn't name the baby after him, I asked that he blesses us with a name, and he gave us a very powerful name. The name was Cherub, meaning an angel. So I believe that an angelic manifestations are going to happen in our lives. I want to say God bless you, Daddy, and for your prayers. And I want to urge all of us that most of our life's problems may not necessarily be solved by prayers and fasting, but by listening to the messages, we will find the solution that we need. God bless you all.
Amen. Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. Amen. How many of you are overcoming by the word of the testimony? Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Ida.
You're wasting your life, you're missing all the fun you could have. How can you spend so much time in a church? Can't you find something better to do with your life? Church once a week, and that's okay. But I love my Savior, I love my Jesus, that's why I serve Him so. I don't wanna fail in my mission. Just wanna do His will. My purpose is to serve the Lord with gladness and with joyfulness. In return, you will see such a big difference between those who serve the Lord, ooh, 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 and those who serve Him not. Jesus is my first love. I love Him with zeal. I love Him with passion. I love Him with all of my heart. I love Him with faith. I love Him with strength. I love Him cause I'm fresh. I love Him like I'm crazy. That's how I show my first love. Oh, I love my Savior. I love my Jesus. He is my first love. I don't wanna fail in my mission. I just wanna do His will. My purpose is to serve the Lord with gladness and with joyfulness. In return, you will see such a big difference between those who serve the Lord, ooh, 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 and those who serve Him not. No, you don't wanna miss your call to fulfill your ministry. No, 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 no. You must respond to His love. You know what you must do. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, I don't wanna fight. I just wanna do His will. My purpose is to serve the Lord with gladness and with joyfulness. In return, I will see such a big difference between those who serve the Lord. Those who serve Him not. Ooh, 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 ooh. Those who serve the Lord. Those who serve Him not. Those who serve the Thy law, O Lord, it is my meditation all the day long. Through Thy commandments Thou hast made me wise, wiser than my enemies, oh my enemies. How sweet are Thy words, sweeter than honey to my mouth. All my teachers, for Thy testimonies and my meditation, I understand more than the ancients, because I keep Thy precepts. How sweet are Your words, it is sweeter than honey to my mouth. Feet from every evil way, that I might keep Thy word, O Lord. I've not departed from Thy judgment, for Thou hast taught me. How sweet are Your words, sweeter, sweeter than honey. It's a lamp unto my feet. Thy word, O Lord, is a light unto my path. Through Thy precepts I get understanding. Oh, therefore I hate every false way. How sweet, how sweet are Your words, like honey to my mouth.
work together for good. To them that love the Lord, to them who are the called, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have they entered the heart of a man, the things God has prepared for those who love Him. You must love the Lord, give Him all your heart. You must love the Lord because it's the greatest commandment a child of God. You must love the Lord, give Him your very heart. You must love the Lord, my child, because He has set His love upon me. Therefore will I deliver Him, set Him on high, because He has known my name. He shall call upon me, I'll answer Him, I'll be with Him in trouble. I'll deliver Him, I will honor Him. Oh, you must love the Lord, give Him all your heart. You must love the Lord because it's the greatest commandment of child of God. You must love the Lord, give Him your very heart. You must love the Lord. Creator, your Savior, He died for you because He really loves you. Oh, you must love the Lord, give Him all your heart. You must love the Lord because it's the greatest commandment, child of God. You must love the Lord. Give Him your very heart. You must love Him. You must love Him, sweet Jesus. Give Him your very heart. With long life He'll satisfy you and show you His salvation. Say that you love Him. You must love Him. Tell Him you love Him. Say that you love Him. Show that you love Him. You must love the Lord. Yeah. Tell Him you love Him. Show that you love Him. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart. Yeah. Show that you love Him. You must love Him. Tell Him you love Him, show that you love Him, say that you love Him, you must love the Lord.
Are you having a great time in the presence of the Lord? It's time for my favorite part of the service. How many of you are ready for a powerful encounter? This morning, God has anointed His servants. If you're excited, make your loudest noise. Let's welcome our Father, Bishop Dagwood May.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for this time. We are grateful. Guide us by your mighty power. Lead us by your mighty spirit into all blessings. Thank you that this morning or today, your power is with us. We'll never be the same again. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. How many of you believe that today your life is moving higher? I believe that. And I want us to get straight into the word which is going to appear to you as a miracle. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing. Reverend James, you're welcome. That's Minsha himself is here. We are blessed. Now, Bible says he sent his word and healed them. So you are in a healing service. And your life is being corrected. Hallelujah. So expect powerful changes forever. Amen. When you come to church, like the song they sang, let the church say, amen. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. All right? Now, when the church is not saying amen, what are they saying? They are saying, that's your opinion. That's what you think. So when the prophet speaks to you, and says to you, tomorrow by this time, you are going to encounter and experience God's blessing. Then you say, amen. But those who are not trained to say amen, say, well, that's what you think. That's your opinion. Well, that's what you say. So you must learn to say amen. Now, not if you listen to real prophets in the Bible, most of the things they said were not nice. That's why most of us don't read Ezekiel, Isaiah, Haggai, I mean Jeremiah. Real prophets are not always saying good things are going to happen, but are warning, advising, speaking the word of the Lord, right? And a prophet is not necessarily somebody who is standing there and predicting things, fantastic things. Are you still around? I want you to learn, and I want you to be blessed powerfully by the word of the Lord that is coming to you. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 1. And I don't want you to forget the verse I'm about to show you. This is in Zacharias speaking when his son was born. All right? at the outdooring. This is an outdooring prophecy. Those of you who give funds to people, hey, spiritual brother, when he quotes a scripture, just as he's chatting with you, what do they say? Oso. Oso. Oh. Oso. Ko. Asafo should go. It should go deeper. Wow. It's not an Oso who speaks the word. Christians speak the word. Now, a prophet, listen, there are many have not received me as the prophet in their lives and for their lives because they have not understood what a prophet is. Now, look at it carefully. He said, and his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, 67, Luke 1, 67, 68. Blessed be the Lord. He has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets. Verse 71, that we should be redeemed. Amen. We save from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. Hallelujah. You are saved from your enemies. And you must not only say amen on good sounding things. This is the point I'm trying to make. There are a lot of different type of sounds. Say amen to all. To perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. Now look at verse 76. He is now prophesying about his son. He says, and thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest. Why? Why will you be called the prophet of the highest? For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way and to give knowledge of salvation unto his people. This is a prophet. This is a real prophet. You shall go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way. Verse 77, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of sins. Look, you see people today just prophesying. You are wearing this clothes, your car number is this. Your business is this. Somebody, you're going to get this, do this. Look at it. A prophet, a true prophet of God. Look at it, the description there. So you see that. Look at verse 76. Let's read verse 76 together. It's beautiful. It says, thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way. To give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. Wow. And it goes on in verse 78. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. So a man who gives knowledge of salvation is a prophet of the highest. So I've been giving knowledge of salvation for years. And my new book, How to preach salvation. Is that what it is called? Is that what it's called? How to preach salvation? Proves even more that I'm a prophet, at least to you. Yes. It's one of the biggest books I ever wrote. It's one of the fattest books. Yes. How to preach salvation. Thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest. For thou shalt go before the Lord to prepare his way. To give knowledge of salvation. To give knowledge of salvation. And to, by the remission of their sins. Wow. Beautiful. So today, as you are here, whatever word comes to you, let the church say amen. Amen. Say amen and say amen to everything that the Lord is saying to you. Because that is God's blessing to you. Because by his prophet, he brings Egypt out of Israel, out of Egypt. And by a prophet, he preserves them. You know, when I look at the children, any grown up, you know, we have a few grown ups, the Greater Love grown ups here. You know, when you are a little older, you see young people, your heart starts to have a feeling. Because you look for their life, their future. How is it going to be? You look at the girls, you want all of them to be married and happily. That you marry is not happy. So many problems. And there are so many things you can't even imagine that's how it will be. You know? So, God is using his prophet to bring you out of Egypt. Yes. Egypt represents Pharaoh, who represents Satan. Pharaoh will hardly let the people go. Pharaoh doesn't want them to go and serve God. Pharaoh says, no. He said, I want to serve. No, stay here and be in bondage. You look at the young man testifying today about deliverance from masturbation. Yes. All things that you can't not do. It's an evil spirit. And when you even know that it's not good for you. Because it has to affect you. All things that you it's like, you have to obey it. I have to watch this. I have to do this. I have to take this. Anything like that. Paul said, I will not be brought under the bondage, the power of anything. You are being set free here from all types of addictions and connections that you are not supposed to be connected to. And many things you would think is natural. Yeah, but it's not natural. As you go along, you'll find out. Many of us, I've not yet started talking about what I said I was going to share about. But what I'm saying is very important for your life. You know, when you are a young man, you may fall into the hands of a girl. And wait, listen. And you may think you are the only one. But you don't know that in the pocket of the lady, it's a small book with small pages. And there is a name on every page. And you have just joined that list. That is how you find out that. And in the same way as not the most beautiful girl who gets married, it's not the most beautiful girls who are the most attractive. Yes. No. Those who make people fall are not the most beautiful per se. Yes. Yes. There is a small book. One day I will bring you a little book like that so that you see the size of the book. Somebody should remind me. Every page has one name and you've added yourself to the name. Whatever list there is, I delete your name from that list in the name of Jesus. Hey! Listen, sit down. I hope you are listening. Don't just listen carefully. Because there is a spirit at work. It's spiritual. It's also spiritual. And you are drawn because it's spiritual. You are not drawn because this person is beautiful. Yes. Many times I've seen beautiful ladies, including my own wife. And I asked myself that, why is this person not giving out certain emissions, certain lustful vibrations, lustful signals? It's a spirit. The person doesn't have that spirit. You notice you are by the person doesn't have that spirit. Babylon the Great is fallen. And it's become the habitation of devils because of her fornication. Unfortunately, the spiritual and the physical, they are so close. You see, the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Your mind and the soul and the spirit. So the spirit world and the soul and the mind and the flesh is connected. Your body is so connected to your spirit. So sometimes when things are affecting your spirit, it affects your body. You don't know that. Is it the spirit or the body? That's why the Bible says the body without the spirit is dead. Like if the spirit goes out, immediately the heart functions, brain, blood flow, everything stops. It's very connected to your body, your spirit. So, as you are here, you may think that it's just a sermon. Not a sermon. It's an encounter with God. It's a deliverance from Egypt, coming out of Egypt in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, you are going to be wonderful stars. Yes. And you see, when I first came here to the First Love Church, I used the term star. Always have a good name. If your name is only Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, get a better name, I'm telling you. Because the name you are called by, it fights for you. It fights for you all through your life. Yes. The name that you have fights for you. The names that I have, they fight for me, have been fight. My name means brightness, light, day. And Cyrus, read Isaiah 40. Cyrus, my anointed, is there. You are getting a good name. So Luke 1:76 says, thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest. For thou shalt go before the Lord to prepare his ways and to give knowledge of salvation unto his people. Today I am continuing on my very important series, and it's just four Sundays, today and next Sunday, and then the Sunday after, God willing. And it's about eunuchs in the palace. Isaiah 39. Isaiah 39. Quickly. The punishment was very clear. He says, and Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and that which your fathers have laid up in store until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. You see, I told you that prophets, real prophets, are not always saying good things. So if your prophet is always saying to you good things, then he's probably not a real prophet, according to the pattern in the Bible. And thy sons that shall issue from thee, that thou shalt beget your children. Can you imagine if the brother who gave a testimony about having a baby, we dedicate his child and say, this child will be a eunuch. This child will be a captive. This child will become a slave. He will be captured and you become a slave. At the outdooring, do you think the parents will accept it? So it's a stupid, foolish pastor who came here was speaking curses over our child. It says, your sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. Good word. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Anytime there is a word from the Lord, the church must say amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.
God has spoken.
God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
Come on.
Oh, oh. Let the church say amen.
When you hear me speaking to you through the message, just learn to say amen. The other day I was pointing out to some of my older people. I said, look, you, how much you earn? I can show you children in the church. I tell you how much they earn. They have all started building houses. You have far more. But because they said amen, when I said build a house, they didn't say, that's your opinion. That's what you think. It's because you have money, you are saying what you are saying. But they went far away, got a land. They started to dig it themselves. And they are advancing. Most of my children will be dedicating houses in their 20s. Let the church learn to say amen. Instead of saying that's your opinion, learn to say amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
When I preach, don't say it's because you are a man. That is why you are saying what you are saying. Don't have a table tennis attitude towards the message. When I say that, you say, but you are a man. What about the women? What about this? What about that? Learn to say amen. I mean, honestly, we should clap for Hezekiah. He said, good is the word. Good word you have spoken. You said, my children will be eunuchs. It's a good message. Hey! You say my children will be eunuchs. It's a good message. I've never heard it in Ghana before. Somebody prophesy your sons will be eunuchs. You say, amen. It's a good word. Stop saying that's what you think. It's because you are half caste. It's because your father has money. It's because you are a doctor. It's your opinion. And all kind of funny ways of thinking. But learn to say amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.
Sit down, sit down. Now, a eunuch was a palace guard or a guard of the bed chamber. He is powerless as far as women are concerned. He has no desire for advancement, no desire for improvement. He is alone as he is in this world. So shall he ever be. There will be no change. There will be no children. There will be no wife. There will be no expansion to his dynasty or to his person. He is an aimless person who is just placed there to exist and to be a harmless god who only looks big but has no power. He sees the beautiful female and has no feelings. Hey. Your feelings will never die. In Jesus' name. It's a blessing to have feelings. I know you have been cursing your feelings and binding them. But I'll tell you that it's a blessing to have feelings. You can ask some of the older ones whose feelings have gone down. It's a blessing to have feelings. Say amen to that one too. Please, sit down. Now, I don't want my sons and my children, whoever they are, to be eunuchs in the palace. I don't want you to be unproductive. No souls. No churches coming out of you. No financial improvement. No improvement in your life. No advancement. In fact, not even that, no advancement. No desire for advancement, and because that is the main thing that is taken away from the eunuch is the desire. You may not know, but the testicles are the source of the desire. Yes, I mean you see them as just something that is taking space, but you'll be surprised that they are very powerful and is the source of all your desires, your drive. The drive that you have. So that is what is taken away during castration. Yes. It's cut off with a hot. There is a hot iron to cut it off. And I don't want to explain what the Chinese do. Because you wouldn't want to hear about that. Yes. Now, I want you to have a desire to win souls, a desire to improve spiritually. Look at somebody testifying that God has saved him from pornography, masturbation, and what have you. These are spiritual things. You know, you should always thank God if you sit there, here's your phone, here's your television, you don't have a desire to start searching for things. You are free from something. This is a blessing. Yes. Your life is advancing in Jesus' name. Now, I don't want to have people that have no desire to improve, to move out of a rented house, to be a tenant in a nurse's quarters as a doctor. You must have a vision for something better. Amen. Financially, you say you are a businessman. For so many years, when they do fundraising, we never see your show. You can do, won't do, shan't do. Shelly, meanwhile, you say you are a businessman. So, in every sphere, there must be desire and there must be advancement. And especially desire. Psalm 112, verse 1. And then I'm going to move very quickly. Look at it. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord and delighteth in his commandments. Look at verse 2. Beautiful. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. And the generation of the upright shall be blessed. That's, there will be a generation of blessed people. So I believe that the seed, all my spiritual seed, are mighty children. Sit down. I don't struggle to have a car. No. And therefore my seed will not struggle to have a car. I don't struggle to eat. This very afternoon, there is nothing in Accra that I cannot afford. No. Be it rice and stew. Be it wache. Be it wele. Be it spaghetti. Kelewele. There's nothing in this city that I cannot afford by the grace of God. But I've been there. How many have been buying wache and you wanted two meats but you bought only one? You wanted meat but you couldn't buy meat. You bought only egg. Or nothing at all. Beans is the protein. Sit down. But I hope you are listening to my prophecy. I said there is nothing in this city that I cannot eat this afternoon. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. Those who are going to make tea in your house, you have to send, go and buy one tin of milk. Before you drink one cup, go and buy one milk, go and buy bread, go and buy everything. About four people have to go and buy sugar, go and buy. Hey! Today marks a turnaround in your life in Jesus' name. Sit down. I am talking about some don't even have a desire. You sleep in the night only sweating. Your air conditioner is being released to you in Jesus' name. Now an air conditioner is not a luxury. It's a necessity. Your house will be cool. Your house will be cool. Your life will be cool. A trotro which doesn't have an air conditioner cannot be carrying you about for much longer. I prophesy your increase and your advancement in Jesus' name. Look at it. Verse 2. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Verse 3. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. He will not be sending, go and buy Ideal milk, go and buy Carnation. Or you will be discussing Carnation and Ideal. Which one is more expensive? Is it Carnation or Ideal? Hey! How long will you be discussing the difference between Carnation and Ideal milk? And peak. Cowbell. Milk powder. And the whole house is smelling because of this milk powder you have been taking. Oh no. Sit down. Wealth. Do you believe in the Bible or you don't believe it? And if you listen to the word, you see, money is like having a snake. Yes, money is like a snake. You have to handle with care. You keep it in the house with a certain mind. You always have a mind about this thing. This thing can kill me. When I joke with it, I will die. True. Money is like a snake. It has killed many who didn't take care with it. So when he said wealth and riches shall be in his house, it's like saying a snake shall be in his house. But the snake can give you a lot of profit. Recently, I was in a snake zoo in Zimbabwe. I went there and they said, we have only snakes here. So I said, let's go around and handle with care. Especially when he got to the black mamba, he was very careful. Yeah, he took shoulders, cobra, cobra, this, different. When we got to the black mamba, it was lying there. He said, the mouth is black, but the color is gray. Yes. And he opened it. We were wondering what he was doing. He said, open. He said, this one? He said, when you see a snake in the afternoon, it's a black mamba. The rest are sleeping, but the black mamba moved. It has been known to turn itself into a wheel and roll down the hill to chase somebody. Yes, rolled like this, chasing you. Very dangerous, very aggressive. You are an overcomer of all types of snakes. Listen. But when he opened it and it moved, all the others, they just move a little. But this one, when it moved a little, he said, no, this is very dangerous snake. So there must be a proper respect for money. So when we say wealth and riches shall be in his house, it's with great respect. You handle money. Because money changes everything about it. The whole country is destroyed because people are looking for money. Almost nothing is done without trying to get money from something. It's amazing. No one wants to do anything unless you are giving him something. Yes. And that's really bad. It's very destructive. It's destructive in the church. If I was looking for money, why would I be pastoring people who don't have much? But you have much. You watch and see. People don't know you don't have much. You have much. You have much. You keep watching. His seed shall be mighty in the earth. Mighty in the earth. Yeah. Mighty seeds. So now, up till now, some of us have been eunuchs in the palace. Oh, you are in the palace, okay. But it's like nothing much is coming forth from your life. Eunuchs have no erections. An erection is a very important thing that happens. You see, sometimes when I say things, you may think I'm just joking. Like the brother was giving a testimony of the pregnancy. Yes. Pregnancy. 5 years. I gave him one word. I said, do it this way. Yes. Isaiah 56. Isaiah 56. Now, thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come. Are you there? Beautiful. Now, blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, and keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Verse 3. Neither let the son of the stranger that has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord has utterly separated me from his people. Don't feel sad and feel you are a stranger or you are a visitor. Do you see? Are you there? The son of a stranger, anybody who is here for the first time, okay, don't feel separated. As you see the people jumping, you may have been jumping at a nightclub. We are jumping in a church. Don't feel separate. Just join in. God is saying, don't feel like you are not part. No. No. You are part. Now, neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. So those of you who have not borne much fruit, God is saying to you, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Isaiah 40 verse 1. But back to 56. It says, don't say I am a dry tree. Verse 4. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant. Verse 5, beautiful. Even unto them will I give my house, and within my walls a place, and a name better than that of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Hallelujah. So all those who have been eunuchs, not very productive in the house of the Lord, not very advancing in this life, not really improving in this life, God is saying to you, don't say I am a dry tree. Don't say I'm a dry. You know, I used to complain to the Lord all the time that everything I start doesn't grow. It was one of my complaints. Yeah, I used to pray, say, you've only made me a leader of small things. Before the church started growing, I always think, why am I a leader of something small? So don't let the eunuch say, I'm a dry tree. Because God is about to change your whole destiny and make you very productive in God. The eunuchs, verse 4. I like verse 4. Look at it. It says, thus says the Lord to the eunuchs that do what? Choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant or my word. Covenant is word. Anytime you see the word covenant, just change it in your mind to word. The word of God. The word of God is the covenant of God. The agreement, the written agreement. If you do this, as I promise you this, that says the Lord, I shall do it. So covenant and the word of God is help you to understand covenant. Okay, so a child of the covenant, anything. So that says the Lord to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbath, choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant. Now God is going to change your life when you take hold of his word and do things that please him. Wow. Verse 5, beautiful. Even unto those who will take hold of my word, I will give them my house and within my walls a place. Now God has a plan to give you a place and a name better than of sons and daughters. And I will give you an everlasting name that shall not be cut off, which is a miracle for a eunuch, because your name will be cut off as a eunuch. If you are Mr. Mensah and you are a eunuch, when you die, there's no more Mensah. So when he says he will give you a name that will not be cut off, it's a miracle. So God is about to do great miracles in your life. Now, listen very carefully. Advancing in this life is connected to God's grace, God's power. So everybody here must get involved in doing something for the Lord. In Malachi 3, verse 17, look at it. Beautiful. Malachi 3, verse 17. What does it say? And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Huh? In the day when I make up my jewels, you will be one of the jewels. Now notice to this part. And I will spare them. I will spare them. You know, you will be exempted from certain things. That is when he says, I will spare them. Read it for yourself. He says, I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Not all sons serve their fathers. Not all sons serve their fathers. But he says, I will spare them. So by serving God, you are opting for being spared or being exempted from certain evils that are determined in Ghana or wherever you are listening. I've been spared from many things. You will be spared from many things. He says, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. When I make up my jewels, I will spare them. I will spare them. You are divinely exempted from evil that is determined on the earth. In the name of Jesus. Believe it. Oh, believe it. Believe it. And verse 18. Verse 18. And then shall you return and descend. Look at the verse. Christians, you came here to read the Bible. You shall return and descend between the righteous and the wicked, and between him that serveth God and him that does not serve God. You see, when you choose to serve God, you are opting for a distinction in your life. You'll be distinct from the others. You will stand out because you choose to serve God. You opt for distinction. You opt to be outstanding. Then you shall return and descend between the righteous and the wicked. Between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. So you are spared and exempted. You are made a jewel. And you are made a person of distinction. Like you stand out. Receive it in Jesus' name. Do you believe the Bible or you don't believe the Bible? Oh. Just say amen to good things. Amen. Even the bad ones, you should say amen also. So that whatever God has decided, you should do it. Amen. Amen. Now, eunuchs. In the kingdom. Turn with me to Matthew. Chapter 19. There are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb. And there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men. And there be eunuchs which made themselves eunuchs. For the kingdom of heaven's sake, he that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Now, these are the three types of eunuchs, and it's also similar to the types of eunuchs in the church. Number one, those who are born like that from their mother's womb, those are born without testes. I don't know what condition that is. If Dr. Go was here, he would have given us the condition. Atrophic testes and other conditions. Anyone here who is born to be spiritually dull, you are cured in Jesus' name from congenital spiritual barrenness. Then number two, there are some which were made eunuchs by men. Somebody has made you a useless person financially. Maybe you listen to, you see, most of the people, you know, there are people today who point to me and say, Bishop, I will not have this house if I don't listen to you. I wouldn't have anything. And there are people who, when I spoke a word, especially about borrowing money, they laughed it off and rather went to take loans and listen to bank managers and businessmen who themselves are men of straw. A man of straw is a man who just talks but is empty behind, he has nothing. Is it correct definition of a man of straw? Is there any other definition of a man of straw? Lightweight, no, financially in court. Man of straw, that's it. This has nothing. So when you take a man of straw to court and say, this man owes me so much, and say, the judge will look at them and say, he's a man of straw. He cannot even pay. So they say, they release him, let him go to work and pay you every month 20 cedis. He's a man of straw. He has nothing. They rather ask him, what do you know about money? You don't know anything about business. I don't know anything about business. We are in 81 countries. Still without debts. Yes. We have people in 81 countries. How many organizations are in even 5 countries? Yeah. Beautiful. So, instead of listening, you listen to somebody who himself has nothing. You can't tell me you are rich when you have 20 million, but you owe 40 million. You are nothing. You can't tell me you have what when you earn 10,000, but you have to pay 15,000 every month. You have nothing. But when your pastor speaks or your prophet speaks, it's like, oh, what happened? You know that? We learned it in economics and blah, blah, blah. Those who did economics couldn't do science. Ask them, they couldn't do science. They chose science and they got arts. These days I have more confidence. Well, it was recently that occurred to me that the art students, they couldn't do science. They couldn't. You see them saying big words that it's all nothing. Listen to what I'm saying. You will build a house. You will prosper. You will be genuinely mighty. Just listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying this from the word of God. Now, I'm not saying my own idea because I don't know anything. I know what the word of God says. So somebody has made you barren. Maybe you have befriended someone who doesn't join in anything in the church. And that person has made you a eunuch. They were made eunuchs of men. When you look at the person, when the person says, I'm not going, will you go? That's the end of your coming. I'm not going, will you go? It depends on who is your friend. That's why when I met Bishop Saki, we were together from day one. Because we talk about souls, winning souls up till today. The same topic. I did not join myself to somebody who make me a eunuch. can you believe, you know, one day I spoke to a brother and I was talking to him about that we are doing soul winning, door to door. He laughed at that, almost felt funny. He says, soul winning, door to door, at this time, when we are into campaigns. At that time, campaign meant something else. We are into campaigns, not door to door. Because for us, campaign also includes door to door. He mocked at me. I remember one time I visited, well, I didn't visit his church, but I passed by, I saw the church. His church wouldn't even be wider than four rows here. Just a few souls. Years after mocking me, I said, I'm doing house to house, one to one, soul to soul, door to door, person to person, witnessing. You are mocking me? Keep mocking. Keep mocking. Don't allow anybody to make you a eunuch in this church, I'm telling you. Don't befriend any half-hearted Christian who has made himself or herself some barren sister who doesn't want to do much. Yes. Others were made eunuchs by men. Even pastors, I tell you, you will see the person is called pastor. If you become the person's friend, you will be barren in the spirit. Oh, yes. It's just a title that they are carrying, but they are not fruitful people. It's the friends you are keeping. Others were made eunuchs by men. So watch out, your company. Very careful. And then others have made themselves eunuchs. Now listen, I want you to know, we have one main service only once a week now. And it's probably going to stay like that. But from Friday, Saturday, we start our campaigns. And everybody should join one of the campaigns. You see, the campaign is to reach out, because this is a church that will always be reaching out till Jesus comes. To win souls. So right now there are about 8 campaigns that go on every Saturday or every Friday. Is it Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
And I'm part of it as well. I'm the one who plans it. And I preach at the campaigns. When it is a certain way, then I preach there. Listen. You can't sit down in your house expecting the blessings of God by doing nothing. Blessings of God are connected to your love for God and your service to God. It's connected. He says, then I will make a difference between those who serve the Lord and those who don't serve the Lord. Do you think I will ever recommend a single sister who doesn't serve the Lord? How will I even know you? I won't even know you. Who will even know you? Who will even know you? Nobody will know you. You do nothing. Dance, you will not dance. Sing, you will not sing. Ushering, you will not ask. Communion starts. Outreach, campaigns, nothing. Just sitting there, castrated, without desire, without interest. Now, erections are very important. I was telling you. They are a reflection of two things. Number one, strength and rest. When you are not rested, there will be no strength. And number two, healthy desire. Normal. I had one brother say he had an erection. I rebuke you. What is wrong with you? You are rebuking the symbol of strength. And health. You should see people who are taking medicine to have such things. Yes. One time, I think he's a doctor. He was found dead in his flat. He's taking Viagra, what have you, tried so much to have this. It's a symbol. That's why God uses young people. Yes. You see that desire that you have for the ladies, thank God you have a desire for ladies. Look, you should see those who have desires for the other, what do you call it? It's a problem. So when you see that it's coming for you, say, yeah, glory be to God. Just say, glory be to God. 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 And it correlates very much with your activity and your fruitfulness in the church. A pastor is supposed to minister from the age of 25 to 50. Go and read the Bible. Numbers 4, Numbers 8. Numbers 4, Numbers 8. 25 to 50. You see, at the same time that you are having all these moves within you, you sense, Lord, I see so many beautiful things around. At that same time, you are also seeing souls. And you also have energy to walk, to move. Don't take what I'm saying as I'm saying something, whatever. Say amen to this, what I'm saying. Some have made themselves eunuchs by how you behave. Nothing you will ever do to get involved. No. So our campaign starts on Friday and on Saturday. Friday night we were here. We had about 200 people give their life to Christ here. 200 souls. 200 souls. Singing songs, dancing, happy in Christ. Photographs, drama, ice cream, popcorn, souls were saved. 200. Clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. Good campaign. So do not make yourself a eunuch in the kingdom. Don't say I'm a dry tree. Don't say I've just come. No, you haven't just come. You've come long enough to be involved. Long enough to get. Don't say, you know, when you say, oh, so what should I do? We've not seen the announcement of where this and that. When you want something, you find a way. You find a way. Stop making excuses. Oh, but no one told me. I didn't know that. You don't know what? You don't know NATO. NATO is what you don't know. Don't make yourself a eunuch. Don't make yourself a eunuch. Don't make yourself a eunuch in the kingdom. It's connected to your life to bear fruit and to serve God. I've served God since I was 16 years old in secondary school. Yes, I can't lie to you about that. I've been a Christian, born again, spirit-filled, speaking in tongues, Scripture Union member of Calvary Road Incorporated. As a young person, through university, I've been serving God, preaching, working, visiting, singing, play everything since I was 16 years old. I have no regrets about it. I have no regrets. I have no regrets. I wouldn't want to change it for anything. Don't make yourself a eunuch and don't give yourself any excuse to be a eunuch. Christianity is not about sitting down to receive blessings. That's why people are not genuinely prosperous. They're not genuinely prosperous. The prosperity is just a facade. You see the cars, it's loans. You see the house, it's loans. You see big shotism and big manism, it's nothing. There's nothing. You see husband and wife moving together, posing together. There's nothing to it. Behind it is all just confusion. So now, what are we going to do now that we found Christ? What are we going to do now that we found Christ? We are not going to be eunuchs. And others made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. But in this case, for the kingdom of darkness' sake, you make yourself a eunuch. Do nothing in the church. Look. Till you see canopies outside. Till you see canopies outside. We are nowhere in what we are doing here. All of us together. Till you see people are outside. When you come, sir, you have to be outside. Sorry, you have to be outside. Watch we have fixed a television at the back there. You sit in the car park. There are many people. The other day I went to preach somewhere on the Sunday and I was driving through. People on the street. More. People don't go to church. They are there. Playing football. Yes. We are not going to just be there. You are qualifying yourself to be one of God's jewels. That's why today I don't struggle to find what is a car. Car is the least of things for me to have. Yeah. And a car is now worth a house. Many cars, you can buy a house. When you buy a car, you can buy a house. Maybe you don't know the price of a car. The cost of a car can be the cost of a house. Yeah. You won't struggle to have a car. Yeah. Acts chapter 8. Now, eunuchs. Ask your neighbor, is it you who is the eunuch here or is somebody else? Wow. Now wait, before you do that, let's go to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter, let's read chapter 4, verse 1. And Adam knew his wife. Genesis chapter 4, verse 17. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived. Genesis chapter 4, verse 25. And Adam knew his wife again. Now it's because of you have eaten of the tree of good and evil. That's why you are shouting when you hear these words. What does it mean when you know your wife? It means you know something that nobody knows. So it is knowing that makes you fruitful. Knowing, knowledge, knowing something makes you fruitful. So what I am doing and the fruits I'm bearing are a product of me knowing something. So Adam knew his wife and he had a child. Adam knew his wife again, so he knew more. So people stop learning. People stop learning. If you watch me, you'll see that I'm moving on. Most people can't stay up with keep up with me because I keep moving faster. Yeah, I'm moving faster. I'm no more at Kolegono. Some people think I'm still at Kolegono, but I left Kolegono some time ago. What you don't know, I want you to know this, please. Very, very important. For you to bear fruit financially. For you to bear fruit spiritually, for you to bear fruit in every way, there are things you have to know, then you start to have the fruit. It's because you don't know certain things. That is why there's a certain emptiness. So even in the bank, when you go and you are not a graduate, they'll give you a uniform to wear. Which the uniform means these are those who don't know. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. Yes. When you know to a certain point, they'll never give you a uniform to wear. Yes. Unless it's the military. And if it's the military, they'll give you some stripes or some stars and buttons to wear, which means you know. So when you know, you must be treated higher. That's why your parents always want you to go to school. And that's why I told you last week, knowledge, very important. I am training many of you are going to be highly educated, knowledge, highly educated, and highly educated spiritually as well. I'm not going to accept nitwits. No. You're going to be highly educated. I need you to finish your school. And I need you to be high in schooling. High. Amen. Ada knew and she bare. Knew and she bare. People think they know what I know. They don't know what I know. They don't know what I know. That's why they don't bear the fruit that I know. They don't know what I know. You think you know. You have the book that I wrote. You think you know what I know. But I actually don't know what I know. It's interesting. If you knew what I know, you would be bearing the fruit that I'm bearing. You'll be able to walk away from a church like the Kodesh. If I tell you the income of the Kodesh, you'll be amazed. If I tell you the income of the Kodesh, you'll be amazed. It's not a small church. It's a mighty force. Yes. Mecca. And there are a lot of them around. Adam knew, you will know. Adam knew, you will know. Adam knew, you will know. Cain knew, you will know. So when you start to know things, your life begins to change. That's why I wrote books. You have the book. Doing an exam in the book doesn't mean you know. You know, I practice, but I've treated so many since I was out of medical school and through these years, I've treated so many cases of so many types of diseases. Yes, myself, all the time. And even though I did exams on those things, it is now that seeing the people real people with real situations, that's when you even get to know what you think you knew. So all along that you thought you knew, you didn't know. So learning never comes to an end. And knowledge never comes to an end. And it's because we think we know. It's like the greatest evil that can happen to you is for you to think you know. So you're going to be learning. Yes, you are going to be readers. Acts chapter 8. Very important. Acts chapter 8. And he arose, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, had come to Jerusalem for to worship. That's why we have Ethiopian Jews, because of this scripture. There are Ethiopians who were Jews who were coming to Israel and Jerusalem all the time to worship. And he was returning. They used to come for a pilgrimage. So he was returning and sitting in his chariot and reading Isaiah. All the Jews, they have Isaiah. They read Isaiah. And Philip, the Spirit said to Philip, go near and join yourself to this chariot. Hey, what's going to happen? Verse 30. Are you still here? Don't worry about the heat. Just enjoy. Ocho Cricri, we are enjoying it. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah. And he said, understandest thou what thou readest? Do you understand what you are reading, eunuch? Verse 31. And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? How can I understand except some man should guide me? How can I understand except some man should guide me? How can I understand except some man should guide me? How can you understand the word of God unless somebody should guide you? You always read this story about Hezekiah being told that his children will be eunuchs in the palace, you will never have any understanding except some man should guide you. You cannot push away the teachers that God gives to you. You cannot. So he said to him, he desired Philip that he should come and sit with him. And that is what should be your desire. Bring the message into my house. Sit with me. Listen to the podcast. Read the book by your side. Come and sit with me. Wow. And the place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so he opened not his mouth. And in his humiliation, judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or some other man? And Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to notice this verse. How can I, except some man should guide me? How can I, except a man should guide me? There is no hope for you in terms of knowledge unless somebody guides you. So as you are here in the church this afternoon, beautiful afternoon, hot afternoon, you are being guided. You are being guided. School, is this school you are in? I was in university, 1982 to 1989, 7 years. Most of you will not go to university for 7 years. Most of you, three years, 2 years, 1 year, and a kind of entrance and so on. 7 good years with O level and A level, not this exam you are doing. That they WhatsApp the questions to you before you. How many receive WhatsApp about the questions? Raise your hand. Look at it. In our time, we don't receive the WhatsApp of the questions before we go and write the exams. And they write to you, don't be selfish, send it, share it with your... Sharing is caring. Now listen, are you still here? You are having an encounter that is lifting your life to the next level. How many feel that you are rising as I'm speaking? You are rising as I'm speaking. 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 You are rising. Yes, you are rising. You are rising. How can I, except some man should guide me? Somebody must guide. Kenneth Hagin guided me. Kenneth Hagin guided me. That's why I'm standing where I'm standing. He guided me. God has used people to guide me. God has used people to speak to me and to guide me. To teach me. Yes. How can I? There's no way you can. You'll be reading the Bible, you'll never understand Shelley. Shelley means nothing. Zero. Zero understanding. So from today, you may be a eunuch. Up to now, maybe there's nothing. But you see, I tell you, some of you, you don't know why you are going to bear so much fruit. Especially some of the little girls, you know, you feel that you're just hair, Peruvian hair, Brazilian hair, and all these things. But I tell you, it's more than hair. Your life is more than doing hair. Your life is more than doing hair. Peruvian hair, whatever hair, Togolese hair. Is that Dr. Gua, I see? What is he doing here? he came to explain. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Please, I need you to see this, please. Second Peter. Grace. Listen, oh. Grace and peace. How many want grace? Grace is like things you don't deserve. I know somebody who is going to receive this week something you don't deserve. This week. Something you don't deserve is coming to you in Jesus' name. Sit down. Give way for the next blessing. Grace is what you don't deserve, and peace be multiplied. How will grace and peace be multiplied? Through the knowledge of God. Through the knowledge of God. Every single member of this church must have a Macarius. You must have a number of Bibles. Make it your aim to have nothing less than 20 Bibles. That's if you are using a printed Bible. Nothing less than 20 different Bibles in your house. For you, that are yours. How can you have just a Gideon's Bible? I mean, you are ashamed to Christianity. Ask your neighbor, is it a Gideon's Bible that you have? Is that the only Bible you have? If Gideon's Bible have not dashed your Bible, is the only Bible you have, you are ashamed to God and to what His grace. Grace. Peace. Peace. I'm enjoying peace in the ministry. Tomorrow I'm going to Italy to have a camp meeting with my churches and people in Italy. You'll be coming along for some of these journeys. You'll be coming along. Some of you don't know what is pizza. You don't know pizza. Your pizza, you call it pizza. It's not pizza, it's pizza. Pizza. It's a pizza as if you are pissing. Pizza. Sit down. I'm telling you something. I said, I am enjoying peace in the ministry that comes through knowledge of God. Knowledge of God. Yes. Grace and peace. I enjoy peace in my home through knowledge. Not by marrying the best person or by marrying an angel. Through the knowledge. That's why I enjoy peace. There's no sound in my house. There's no sound. Only good sounds. Yes. You go to certain houses, slaps. Shouts and slaps. Grace and peace through the knowledge. The knowledge. 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 That's why God wants you to get out there and start doing things that will make you know the things you know very well. That's why I said I was a doctor in 1989. The things that I've practiced, the patients that I've had since then, has given me, so, I thought I knew because I did another, but I actually didn't know. Till you see the things. You read it in a book, but here it's a real one. Practically. Grace and peace. Grace is what you don't deserve. You don't deserve it. Now think of your background. Recently, I consecrated a man who was a hunter. You know, I have two pastors. One was a fisherman at is it Axim, that area, Hafasini area? Yes. He's now a missionary in Guyana. Yes, and he was describing what they do on the sea. And I have another pastor. He has been made a bishop. He was a hunter. I asked him how they hunt. Were you not afraid? He said no. He said barefoot. We ran in the forest. When we are tired, we lie down in the middle of the forest and sleep. Are you not afraid? He said, no. You see, and today he's a man of God. He's a bishop. He has a, and when we, when you are called a bishop in our church, it's not just a title like how you have director of this, and all those things. No. It's a reality. But he was a hunter. He's from the prestigious Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. As your bishop, yeah, yes. That's one of his sons here, right here. Yes. Grace is what you don't deserve. You be at a place you don't deserve to be. You have peace you don't deserve to have. How many young ladies would like to have a marriage of peace? Not that there's always something. There's always something, something, something. Verse 4. Read it. Verse 3. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. Verse 3. According as his divine power, look at how his power is working, has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Look at this verse. It's saying that God is giving us everything that concerns that natural life and spiritual godly life. Because sometimes when we read the Bible, then it's only for spiritual things. But everything, godliness and life, what does it pertain to life? Cars, houses, money that you need, school, children, husband. How does it come? Read it. It says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge. Again, it's through knowledge. Every one of you is going to be a powerful reader of books, reader of scriptures. No. Any brother who proposes to you from today, ask him, what book are you reading now, please? I don't marry people who are not reading books. I can't marry an empty head. I want an idiot-proof marriage. Write it down. IPM, idiot-proof marriage. I can't marry an idiot. I can't marry people that don't read. Show me your Bibles. Show me your books. Show me my library extends from wall to wall. Books. Stretches. Books upon books upon books. I read one book for years. Yes and yes. Because I know that I don't know what I'm reading. I'm reading my favorite book, one of my favorite books, Kenneth Hagin's, I Believe in Visions. I read it and I'm reading. I said, let me read this vision again. I will learn something. I don't know. I will learn something. I'm so different from this man. This man is so much greater than what I am. I will learn something by all means. Let me read it. I will see something I've not seen. I'll understand something I've not understood. Let me read it now. When have I seen Jesus walking and pulling a chair to come and sit by me? And I've come to talk to you about something for 2 hours. The Son of God is sitting there. The creator of the stars and the moon and earth is sitting and you can touch. I've not had such experience. I have nowhere. Oh. You have hurt yourself by saying to yourself, you know, Adam knew his wife and she had a child. Anytime you know something comes out. The money, the prosperity, that must be with us. That must be. Do you know what it costs for a piece of land here? There are 5,000 chairs in this room. More than the Kodesh. I don't know how many churches in Accra have got 5,000 real chairs in the room, if any. The Kodesh doesn't have anything like this. They are big, they are there. But they should if they want to turn into eunuchs over there, they should what? Because people with erections and seeds are coming powerfully to come and bear fruit. It says everything that pertains to life, godliness. What do you need to be godly? Here it is. What do you need for your life? Here it is. How is it here? Through power, and the power comes through knowledge.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, I'll show you something that's going to surprise you. Do you know that all of us who know God know Him by reading the Bible? Yes. Look, surprise is a surprise of surprises. Only reading of the Bible. Reading of the Bible makes us stand here. So we have not seen Jesus before. We have not met Him. He has not spoken to us in any particular way. We've not had any vision. Just reading of the Bible and we are standing here. Reading is going to take you to the highest level ever, I'm telling you. Reading has put us in touch with God. Reading has put us close to God. Where we were far, we come near. That's why I give books to all those newcomers. I have some new book. I have a book called Read Your Bible, Pray Every Day. If I had it, I would just give everybody. But it's coming. I'll be giving you books every time. Give people read. Just read. I bet you read. Through knowledge, you have power. I'm telling you. Do you think there's no money in Ghana? It's one of the biggest jokes to think that there's no money in Ghana. You know, there's so much money by swimming around. Those who know how, they are catching it. Yes. Knowledge. How many of you are going to be children of? Are you going? You see, you make yourself a eunuch by not reading your Bible. Remember that verse I showed you in Matthew? Some of them have made themselves eunuchs. Self-made eunuchs. Why would you do that? One day I knew a brother. He came, he said, no, my wife is really giving me problems and I want to make myself into a eunuch. But apart from that, well, he had so many problems with the wife. But you, by not reading and not studying, how many of you don't have a Macarius? You don't even know what it is. And you don't have one. Raise your hand. How many have one? How many don't have? Sit down, I want to see. Let's sit down, sit down. How many don't have Macarius? I mean, you don't even know what it is and you don't have. You are going to have it soon. It's a library. Yes. You are going to be reading. Really reading. Listening to messages. Huh? You see, the key, the master, knowledge is a key. Luke 11:52. It says, woe unto you, lawyers, you have taken away the key of knowledge. The key to the doors of prosperity, the key to so many things is knowledge. How do you build a church? How do you make people loyal? My church in Fiji is working. They are happy. You see, the church in Italy are happy that I'm coming. There are places where the church is not happy that the founder of the church is coming there. They are happy. They make songs. They make t-shirts. They are rejoicing. Yes. When I told my bishop in the Kodesh that I'm going to have a camp with them, I think next week, he said, this is the best thing that has happened to us for so long. To have some people will not be happy to have. I said, why are you coming here? I know one pastor, his bishop was coming there. He said, why are you harassing us? You are micromanaging the church. You are trying to micromanage everything that is going on here. Micromanage. Ask your neighbor, are you micromanaging my seat? Hey, people have big, big words. So. Micromanage. They didn't do science. Yeah. Tell somebody, I'm moving higher in knowledge in the mighty name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, I'll never be a eunuch. Hey! Sisters, you are going to be nice. Beautiful. Wonderful. It'll be a blessing to somebody. In Jesus' name, not a curse. Stand to your feet, everybody. Wow. Hold your neighbor's hands and say, I'm shaking all forms of you, knock, I mean, you knock spirit out of you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You are advancing. You are moving. Moving forward. First Samuel chapter 12, verse 6. Beautiful. And Samuel said unto the people, it is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. It is what? The Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. I declare that you are advancing from today in the name of Jesus. Yes, it is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. Advanced Moses and Aaron. You are advancing. How many of you are going to be part of our campaign? Next week, Saturday. Try. Find out. What they say campaign, so I don't know. I'm not. It's not a political campaign. It's a spiritual campaign. Join one. I think there are about 8 or 9. 9 campaigns. Join one. Yes. Find out. Join. Let's do something for God. And see. Just watch God. You'll be about to propose to a devil. And Jesus will save you. Jesus will make the girl have a bad mood. Just as you are about to propose. And you change your mind. It was the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. You are advancing in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for this encounter this day. What a blessing. What a healing. What a touch in our lives. We love you. We shall not be eunuchs in the palace. We shall be mighty seeds, mighty children. Blessings shall be in our homes. Wealth and riches shall be in our hands. Thanks for your blessing. For everyone gathered here today, we give you praise. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, every head bowed. If you are here today, maybe somebody invited you, but you are not a born-again Christian. Pastor, pray with me. Help me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ today. If you are here like that, wherever you are, lift your right hand. Maybe you came for the first time, but you want to give your life to God today. Then I want your hand to be up. God bless you. I see all your hands. Lift it up high. I see. Many hands. God bless you. God bless. I need God. I want God. I want God to advance me. I want Jesus to change my life. Your hand must be up. God bless you. God bless you. You want Jesus to wipe your sins away. You want your name to be in the book of life. God bless you. I see all your hands. If you've lifted your hand, come to me here. Come. Come now. Quickly. Quickly. God bless you.
Give him your life today. Come
quickly
to Jesus. Let
this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, everyone in front and everyone join, say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you. Please wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus. Today, I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior, as my Master, as my Lord. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I give my heart and my life and my soul and my everything to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I love you. I love you. Jesus, I'll serve you. I'll follow you. Thank you. Say thank you for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Now, I want to give you one of my books here. How many of you don't have one of these books? In the congregation, you don't have this one. How you can become a strong Christian. If you don't have one, I want to give you one. So lift your hand so I can see how many. I think I once gave. I gave the whole church one day. Do you have some to give everybody if I want to give? People who are doing the books, do you know? Who can tell me? No one knows. Okay. Now listen, when we close, hello, when we close, I want you to come to this side here, and they are going to come there, and I will come myself to pray with you before you go. So don't leave, just come here as soon as we close. Come here, your life is never going to be the same. Remember, it was the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. You will be advanced by coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you ready to advance in this life through Jesus Christ, your Savior? God bless you. So go back to your seat. As soon as we close, we're going to come right there. It's time for communion. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Now.
Brothers.
Are you ready to hear Ida's beautiful song on the communion? Wow. She says we should give her up till next week. It was the Lord who advanced. Do you like that verse? How many like that verse? A very nice verse. The Lord advanced Moses. Not by their own power. It's the Lord. Amen. Now ask your neighbor, are you in any of the campaigns? This Saturday, every one of us. I'm so happy I led 200 people to Christ on Friday. And every week I must lead a number of people. Yes. I'm just working on one or two things, but every Saturday I must be. Have my souls credited to my account. Credited. I want them registered in heaven. I'm going to shine like the stars forever. I'm going to be one of God's jewels. God will spare me and exempt. When there's something wicked happening, I will escape. I will spare them like I spare my own son. Then shall you return and see the difference. There will be a difference. There must be a difference. Hallelujah. Now, this communion we're about to eat, I want to show you a secret. If it doesn't have any physical power, why would Paul say that many of you are weak and are sickly, and many have fallen asleep or many have died because they took the communion unworthily, not discerning or not realizing that the thing is actually the Lord's body? So it actually has power to end your life. So it has a physical impact. That's why, you know, at first I used to think that communion is just spiritual. But when Elijah took that special meal in the wilderness, he went in the strength of that meal for 40 days and nights. So it affected him. Today, as we receive this communion, Jesus said, if that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has life. When we go to Israel, I would love to show you right the spot where Jesus... How many will be there in Israel? Yes, you'll be there. Say I'll be in Israel. It's just a matter of time. Yes. Beautiful. Ha. Jesus said, "He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has life." Stand to your feet. Now, when I pray, although it's bread you are holding, it will turn spiritually into the body, the flesh of Jesus Christ. Father, we declare this to be the body of Jesus, and we receive power as we eat this flesh. In Jesus' mighty name, the body of Jesus. Now, how many know that some people have drunk something, they didn't wake up again? But through this, you wake up many times. Many, many mornings to come, you'll be waking up alive and healthy and well because of the blood of Jesus.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the
Sing it.
Emblem of suffering.
And receive your blessing, Jesus.
And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world.
Your hand on your heart like this. Father, I pray for healing for every problem, every situation, every sickness, and every disease. We command prevention of diseases, prevention of illnesses, prevention of the development of curses, shortening of lives. We cut it off in Jesus' name. Thank you for your power that now enters our body physically. As we receive the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, we receive life, we receive healing, we receive health, we receive your power. Thank you for your blessing that is complete in our lives. Thank you for this great blessing in Jesus' name. Now lift your hand. May the Lord advance you in every direction. Spiritual advancement is coming your way. Financial advancement is coming your way. Ministry advancement is coming your way. Sacrificial advancement is coming your way. Every form of advancement in the name of Jesus. Any child who is standing still, unable to move forward, I cut off the cords and chains that tie you down. In the name of Jesus. You are loosed and declared an advancing child. You are declared to be a progressive child. Every form of barrenness that is hovering around you in any way, form, or fashion, I can't. curse it today in the name of Jesus. Whatever friend or friendship you have contracted that is keeping you as a barren child, a eunuch, I command that friendship to be broken today in Jesus' name. All contracts and friendships and associations that make you a barren eunuch in the palace, I curse that association now in Jesus' name. You are now having good friends, good associations, good people are in your life, and you are bearing much fruit for the Lord. You are a campaigner. I declare you to be a spiritual campaigner, an advancing child of God, a good servant of the Lord. God is sparing you because you are his child. God is exempting you because you are his child from all types of wickedness. Any arm robber who has targeted you, I curse the eyes of that arm robber in Jesus' name. Any attack of surprise that is determined against you, I curse that surprise attack in Jesus' name. It is declared a failure in your life in Jesus' name. All forms of sudden death, sudden attacks, sudden surprises, in Jesus' name, I bind it right now. Whatever stands as a problem in your life, spiritually, holding you down, tying you down, I declare power, power is sent into your life to set you free now in Jesus' name. You are no longer tied down to your old sins. Whatever has worried you and kept you down for years is ending today in Jesus' name. This week, by the time the week ends, you will hear good news. Good news. Grace appears to you this week. What you don't deserve, you will experience it. What you don't deserve, you will experience it. Marks you don't deserve in school, you will receive them in Jesus' name. A beloved, so much nicer than how you are, has been given to you in the name of Jesus. What you don't deserve, receive it by the grace of God. Receive it by the grace of God. Receive it by the grace of God. Cars you don't deserve, contracts you don't deserve, money you don't deserve, friendships you don't deserve, associations you don't deserve, places you don't deserve to go, you are going there now in Jesus' name. I link you in the spirit to good people. I link you in the spirit to good people. I connect you in the spirit to important people that you must be connected to. You are declared connected to the right people and connected to good people. In the name of Jesus, I disconnect you from bad associations, bad company, evil men, wicked men, evil eyes, strange women. In Jesus' name. Brothers are delivered from the power of strange women today in Jesus' name. No strange woman has power over you from today. Now, all who have been praying since last year, Lord, send somebody to my life. I declare an open heaven over your life and an answer dropping down from the heavens above into your life now in Jesus' name. By a prophet. By a prophet. Israel came out of Egypt. You are coming out of darkness. You are coming out of difficulty. You are coming out of sadness. Whatever you have cried about last year, up till this time, you will not cry about it anymore. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You will not cry about it. Because God has set you free. Now, an increase of power comes over your life right now. Receive power. Receive power. Receive power. Power. Not by might. Not by power. By my spirit, says the Lord. You are now empowered to accomplish the will of God. Whatever is good that you have desired to do, but you keep falling. Each time you try, you fall. Each time you try, you fall. I declare, by the power of God, you will not fall anymore. For the righteous man falls 7 times and rises again. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Anyone here struggling to get money to eat, I declare those days are over in Jesus' name. Buying food without meat is over for you in Jesus' name. Buying food without fish is over for you in Jesus' name. Searching for whether carnation or ideal milk is more expensive is over in Jesus' name. You are declared a mighty seed of this ministry and of this house in Jesus' name. By the power of the communion. By the power of the communion. Whatever cannot be found in Christ cannot be found in you again in Jesus' name. Anything that wants to surprise you this week in a negative way, I cut it off in the name of Jesus. I cut it off in the name of Jesus. It will not be successful. All bad surprises are blocked today in Jesus' name. You are declared a mighty seed. Psalm 112 is happening practically in your life. A mighty seed. A mighty seed. Hear it in the spirit. A mighty seed. A mighty seed. A mighty seed is born today in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty shout of hallelujah.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.